Saturday, 22nd of August. The promise extended. Genesis chapter 17, verse 15, New International Version. God also said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah." The Lord's promise to Abraham is extended to Sarai also. She is to have this child of promise, and she is to be the mother of multitudes. Her name is also changed from Sarai, which means my princess, to Sarah, which means princess. When Abraham hears this, he laughs. It's not a laugh of doubt, but of joy at what the Lord is about to do in his life. He is so excited, thinking about the power of the Lord, that he prays for the Lord to bless Ishmael also. What prayer! Asking the Lord to bless the result of a decision that was made from impatience. This prayer is heard and answered by the Lord. Here is Abraham, who was looking at a bleak future when the day began. Now he is thrilled by the possibilities. Let us be reminded today, as there is no cause that is beyond hope when it involves the Lord. Our future is as bright as the size of our faith. When we involve our Lord in every situation of our lives, the impossible becomes immediately possible. Remember, the living Lord we serve holds today and tomorrow in his hands, and he is greater than both. Rejoice that we serve a wonderful Lord who is interested in us. When we exercise minute faith in his word, he honors that with blessings which cannot be calculated for value. What are you trusting him for this day? Is there a dark spot on your today or on your future? Bring it to him. Fall down before him and worship him like Abraham did, and he will bless your life. Prayer thought. In humble worship, Lord, we surrender all to your possibilities.